The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Everybody, we're back. The second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and this is my lovely and gracious wife, Miss Robin Ellis, right here by my side.
We've got to come up with a different thing for you to call me.
Why?
I don't know. I just never feel like lovely and gracious.
Here's the old lady.
Yeah, that works.
I don't do that.
I know.
I've never called any of my wives the old lady. It's disrespectful.
I can think of some of the names I've called some of my ex-husbands.
Ooh. No, I've never called. I've never treated anybody like that.
Mm-mm. No, you're good.
So, I don't like it. You know, I just don't like it. I think it's disrespectful. If you love a woman enough to marry her, you know.
What does Dr. Laura say? You have to love somebody enough to draw their sword to really be a marriage.
I guess.
Something like that. You'd be willing to lay down.
I don't listen to her as much as you do, but maybe she did say that.
We used to listen to her all the time when we were on the road.
Well, when we were on the road, you couldn't turn anything else on.
I got tired of Fox News.
Well, you got to stay, you know, informed in all different aspects. That's right. So, no, but I just thought that was never a... Now... You know, there was a story about the guy that went over to his friend's house and had dinner with him, and throughout the entire meal, the husband says, you know, calls sweetie and honey and sugar plum and all these things. And guy looked at him, he's, you know, after dinner, and he's, you know, they're just relaxing together, and he looked at the guy, and I don't know, wife's off doing something else, and he says, oh, so look. You know, how long have you been married? He said, we've been married 62 years. He said, I thought it was a long time. He says, you know, I just admire you because you keep calling your wife sweetie and honey and sugar plum and all those terms of endearment. I think that's really nice. Guy says, yeah, well, about 4 or 5 years ago, I forgot her name, so.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be that long.
410 WCBM 680, rescue me from this morass of bad jokes that we're in right now,
oh,
folks.
You were talking about my birthday, right?
Okay. We're going to talk
I was looking at the national days, right? I got this now. I got this calendar, so when we go on, I can see what day it is.
So you're going to tell me what national day it was on, is going to be on your birthday? National Robin Day.
No.
What?
National Kitchen Klutz Day.
Kitchen Klutz? You sure it's not Kitchen Clutter?
Klutz.
Kitchen Klutz Day. I like that.
I just thought that was funny as much as I love to cook.
Well,
I love to cook.
I'm getting some kind of a hint here. Robin got me one of these Ninja Foodie grills. Chris, one invention for the kitchen that you will constantly use is this foodie grill. You can do anything. It's got a crisper basket. It's got a grill. It's got this convection forced air heat, and it just. We cooked a steak, and Robin says I overcooked it in 10 minutes. A T-bone the other day.
If you cook it more than a half a minute on a side, it's overcooked for me, so it doesn't matter what you do.
Well, I mean, you know, you usually knock its horns off and bring it out.
Exactly. But, just bring the knife and the cowl.
Yeah, that's right. So, Anyway, we did steaks. We've done pork chops. We've done ribs. We've done venison. We've done all kinds of stuff in it. And
we did fish fillets.
Yeah, breaded fish fillets. The
frozen
prepackaged fish fillets. 6 minutes. I mean, it's amazing. It's just absolutely amazing. And we did the air crisper on that.
Yep.
But now I'm getting immersion blenders. I'm getting accessories for the foodie grill. I'm like, wait a minute here. Hold on. So
pretty soon we're going to see you live stream like Alan and Robin's Kitchen on like
no.
the Food Network?
Mm-mm.
Why not? I like that idea.
No. I did Rabbit in a Crock Pot a couple
why,
weeks
why
ago.
Why do you keep saying no?
Is that your dream to become a Food Network star?
No. But you never know.
Well, I won't say no then. I'll say probably not.
Probably not.
How's that?
You're probably right with that.
Okay.
But just never say no. You never know what's going to happen.
Never know what's going to happen.
I would have never thought I'd be on the radio.
I don't know who the next caller's going to be. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Chris, do you have any idea who the next caller's going to be?
I have no idea.
Well, let's get somebody on here. What do you think?
I think that would be a good
Chris
thing.
Is doing all he can.
Hey, look. If we don't get a call, Chris, I'm going to conduct a how to tie a fishing knot clinic.
Okay. I was going to suggest, you know, maybe now's the time to start thinking towards the fall and, you know, sliding in because now we can get out and do certain things. And why wait till the last minute to prepare for the upcoming seasons?
And you just got your scope back.
Yeah. So, I mean.
I did.
Now's the time to start talking about things.
Well, I think you're right. I think you're right. Robin mentioned I did get my scope back. You know, I've upgraded all my scopes for them. I mean, there's some, but there's some on some firearms that I don't use too often. But I've upgraded from the lower middle range scope to pretty much Nikon Leopold on everything. I'm not up in the Zarovsky, you know, that range yet. I'm not in that atmosphere, whatever sphere I'm in. I'm not in that sphere. So, you know, Leopold is about as good as I go, but Leopold has a lifetime warranty. So I bought a scope, put it on my muzzle loader. Shot a deer with it this past year. But the scope has a red dot. I have three of these red dot scopes, okay? It's a battery-operated button. A button with one of those little coin batteries, a 2032 on the side. And when you press the button, you can increase the intensity of the light. And it's just a tiny dot in the center of the crosshairs. And I love it. They're so accurate. And, I mean, it just focuses you on where you're going to put that, you know, where you're going to put that shot. You got to sight it in, of course. And our buddy Butch, who listens to the show, helped me sight the muzzleloader in. And, you know, it's the new CVA limited edition with a 30-inch barrel. So, the precursor to their big long-range gun. But, I'm not going to pay $1,100 for a new muzzleloader, although I think if anybody wants to, they can. So I put this Leopold on it. And the circuitry, something happened in that little button that you push with the battery in it to brighten the dot. So I sent it back, and you know they say allow 5 weeks. Well, a month later I get it back, and I put the battery in. I looked, it's okay, it's working. You know, but what in the world is that dot in the middle? It looked like somebody drew a triangle with an Etch-a-Sketch. It was just not a sharp dot like you would expect. You know, I sent it back again, and told him. I said, look, you can't get this one right. Send me another model. And, you know, it's their prerogative to repair or replace it. Well, they were able to repair it, got it back, and it looks great. So, got to get it back on the gun, probably call Butch again. If you're listening, Butch, say hey, buddy.
I got an email from him last night.
Who, Butch?
Mm-hmm.
A message.
Message.
Yeah.
A message, yeah.
Yeah, I did too.
I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he's a good guy. Butch is a good guy. So, anyway.
We got a caller on the line.
Good. Who we got?
Mark from Baltimore.
Mark from Baltimore. Good morning, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
I'm okay. All right. I got a joke for you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, good.
You started something, Robin.
I love it.
Go ahead, Mark.
Did you hear that they had to arrest a demon the other night?
A demon.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what they had to arrest him for?
Keep it clean. What?
Illegal possession.
I like
that's
that.
That's pretty good. I like that. I like that.
I actually made that up.
You are a genius. I love it.
Mark, I really like that one.
Indeed.
Good.
Hey, Mark.
Glad to make your morning. I'm a minister, and the Bible says that laughter does good like a medicine. So
it does.
I agree.
You're a minister, Mark. What happens when you don't pay your exorcist?
Well, you get repossessed.
Exactly.
Bingo.
Good answer.
Yeah.
Nice to hear from you. All right, where's your church?
I'm an evangelist, so.
Really?
I move around.
Got it. Do you have a website or anything?
No, not right now. I don't have time to mess with a website. I'm busy with other things. I volunteer time at one of the rescue missions and also put a lot of time into that.
My great-grandparents' families were all evangelists.
Really?
Yep. Really?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Tent, everything, the whole deal.
No kidding. I had no idea.
I know.
First
tough
I've ministry. Heard about it. What's that?
It's a real tough ministry.
No question. But I can't think of anything more rewarding.
No. Definitely not, especially when you see people getting saved. Definitely.
You got it. Thanks for the joke.
All right, well, you guys take care.
All right, Mark.
Keep them coming, Mark.
Thanks.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We have a caller from St. Mary's County.
I know. You.
Me?
Not the name.
Oh, the name is Alan, yeah.
Yep.
Alan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you, folks?
I'm well. Are you A-L-L-E-N?
Actually, through a childish quirk, it is now. In other words, as a kid, I kind of started changing it, and my parents let it go.
Uh-huh.
So I kind of stuck with it. So.
What was it originally? Was it always Alan, or was that just a nickname? Is that what you're saying?
Well, my nickname was always Allie, of course. So
yeah.
Still kind of carry that. But no, I think the original spelling was A-L-L-A-N.
That's the correct way.
Exactly. A-L-L-A-N, which is kind of the classic correct way.
Right. Now, A-L-L-A-N, you and I are going to stick with that as being the correct way. I had that come down on two sides of my family.
Yeah, because I think the other with the E actually is usually the surname or the formal last name.
Right.
You know. Okay, I guess so. But
well, anyway, let's talk about what you wanted to talk about.
Well, I was just curious. I don't fish so much. Used to, loved it and all that. I just never really have the time or the energy now. But I was wondering. I know you don't have numbers for turkeys, but what about with whitetails this year? I know it seemed like there were a lot more deer this year than I had seen in. Probably even the last two or three years, like there was more deer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you folks up your way noticed the same thing or what. And I was also able to get my first deer with a crossbow after many years of not hunting with archery equipment. So
right.
I'm kind of tickled about that. Still eating on it. So with all this noise going on.
Yeah, well, that's good. The deer numbers, if I recall, they started out like 11% off the early part of the season, but then turned around and improved quite a bit. I have to see if I could find those numbers for you. Robin, can you find the deer harvest
just
numbers?
Wondering about that in relation to, it was quite a few years ago now, four or five or more. There was something I think referred to in this area called circling disease, like another disorder, not as bad as like blue tongue or whatever, but I remember hearing about a lot of deer. I had a brother who shot one who actually had, I think, that same problem because the antler on one side came off of a deer. And
That's actually not circling disease. That is brain abscess disease. Brain abscess, and what happens is they get an infection from rubbing on trees, from fighting, from whatever it might be. The infection actually goes into the tissue, and you know it's usually it's usually fatal. I don't know of any deer that's ever recovered from it. But the epicenter of that is in Kent County.
Okay.
Kent County.
Well, so, this was local in the St. Mary's region. So when I'm working, I go up to Baltimore a lot. So I picked up WCPM and still listen to it, even though I'm not there right now, in spirit kind of. So I listen to it all the time.
I appreciate that. Now, how are you listening right now?
Actually, I'm listening right on my little the ancient iPhone.
So you've got the app.
No, actually, it's just online, I guess.
Okay, WCBM.com?
Yes, I imagine that's what it is.
If you download the WCBM app, you will have far more success.
I will eventually get to that, but you're talking to a dinosaur about a lot of things. So.
Got it.
It's a dinosaur talking to you, too.
All right, we have the numbers.
Just get an 11-year-old to show you.
Yeah, that's right. 9-year-old.
Well, I've got grandchildren all about that age, so I know they could.
Whitetails, we took 29,233 antler deer and 46,777 antlerless deer.
Wow. I remember when I started, it was less than 30,000 deer in the state, so they said.
In St. Mary's County, let's see. We were up from 2018-19 from 740 up to 962 on the bucks. That's a 30% increase. And 1547 up from 1137 up 36% in St. Mary's County. Overall, St. Mary's County up 33%. So you were absolutely correct.
And that's approximately 2,000 some odd deer, you're saying then?
I'm saying St. Mary's County took, more than that. St. Mary's 962 and 1547. 2,400, almost 2,500 deer. 2,509 deer altogether.
Okay.
Well, up from 1,877 the year before.
Okay, because it does seem like it's trended up the last several years, because I've had some dry years, but...
St. Mary's had some very dry years, no question.
Yeah, and all I do is hunt off my back deck for my piece of property due to some physical things,
but
it's been very good most years.
So. Good, glad to hear that,
Turkey as well, but I...
You got some tremendous deer down there. If I remember, we measured two earlier this year that were Boone and Crockett deer.
I might know of them if you heard
the names,
and all that, because I have a nephew that is a freak for the deer and the turkey and everything, and he's got his two turkeys.
Well, tell him to look up bucks-bears-stags.com, Bucks, Bears, Stags.
Yeah, that's what he was talking about, the book coming out. Because some time ago, you were talking about a deer, I believe it was killed, and it was basically called a pickup, I guess, in Prince George's County, I think it came from.
Okay.
And I forget the details about that. I knew the guy that ended up with the rack, and I think he's in Missouri right now, and I hadn't seen him but once in many years, but it was
The Saunders buck. Richard Saunders, sure.
Redigo, that's his name. But his brother actually found it. He got a hold of it, and then he got it measured and all that stuff. And I believe Dick Idle bought the original, and he got a reproduction of it. So how that kind of went, I think.
Yeah, we're trying to track that deer down.
If I could ever get back a hold of him, I'd get with you. I don't know exactly where it is now. Because at one time they had property, Richard Saunders, as you call him, in Montana, but they originally had a place up in Prince George's there, off what's called Route 381, by the chalk point and all the plant up there. But you used to go up there and hunt and crab, all that stuff. A little bit.
That buck from Prince George's County, if I remember, still has the longest main beams of any buck.
Yeah, I think one of them was 32 inches.
Amazing. Yeah, amazing size to that deer. Found dead, called, now, you know, there's a famous buck, a world record archery buck called the Beanfield Buck, but locally it was called the Beanfield Buck because it was found in a bean field dead. He was, you know, doing his crops and found this deer carcass.
Right, yeah, this deer, they were combining at night from what I understand. And,
yep.
Came across it. And the only thing I heard was it appeared that it might have been maybe shot, because they're not that far from a road with it.
Right.
Killed, I think.
Right.
I think it might have been a 22 kill, because there was a lot of fools that would, thought they were doing something by not using anything bigger and shooting at night. And,
I know.
That's still a problem.
That's called poaching.
Yeah, and I won't lie, when I was young and become stupid, I did a lot of things which I'm ashamed of, but lucky I didn't get caught. But you know how they say old hunters become conservationists, so to speak. So
yep.
That's kind of my deal. But if I ever can get a hold of him or hear from him, I'll point him your way.
Well, I appreciate that. Well, we've been in touch with, I don't know if we've been in touch with Richard himself. I know we've been in touch with the brother. We're trying to track that deer down. I reached out to a friend of Dick Idle's and have never heard back, but there's more to that story too that can't be told, but we had that buck at one of our buck fever shows back in the 90s. We had that deer on display, and it might have been the first buck fever show, because I got a picture of it, and Dick Idle was one of our first speakers at Buck Fever back in 91, 92, somewhere back in there.
Where was that held, in Yorktown or?
No, it was in Howard County at the fairgrounds.
I didn't go, because I think they went. I went to a couple shows way back when, and it would have been in the 90s.
Yeah.
With Rego, Jane, or, yeah, I guess Richard.
Yeah.
Like I say, redneck name is always called Redigo. So
Redigo. That's funny.
Well, Redigo, and I think
Redigo. Okay.
Yeah, it comes from some old television show, detective show. Somebody on
maybe
there, something. I don't know, because his father has since passed, and that was one of the
Redigo.
That's the last time I saw him, when he came down this way. But anyway, if you got his brother, I think that's Robbie, because he's the actual guy who found it.
Right.
And the other one ended up with it because, Redigo has always been a deer freak as well, so.
Sure.
So, anyway, that's all I got, I guess, other than.
Well, I appreciate the call, man. I really do.
Right. All right, well, when I wake up, I listen to it. I'm usually up this early, but it works on Saturday. It's not, but I woke up just in time to hear the show come on. That happens about once a month. So anyway,
that's
well,
cool.
We appreciate it. We appreciate it.
Something good to listen to. So I'd love to see. I have a nephew that goes to, I think it's Blackwater, does a lot of the sick to deer hunting.
Mm-hmm.
And he has heard about your program and the Bucks, Bears, and Stags.
Yeah, we're getting ready to wrap it up for the book. You know, the first record book coming out in August. June 15th is the last day. So, you know, we're trying to elicit as many people that want to have their animals measured, you know, between now and the 15th. So
I wonder if there's a gentleman around here that I'd like to talk into doing that. I'll have to see if I can get with him. I know he was a taxidermist.
You've got one guy in St. Mary's County, Chuck Wilcox, that measures, and you've got a guy in Calvert County, Steve Keithley. And they're both Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young, and BBS, and they're all of them are listed on our website, bucksbearsstags.com.
All right, because this fella killed a 16-pointer that was across from my place. I saw it, and dressed 208 pounds. It was a rather big deer as well. I know they had pictures of it, but I don't know if you've ever heard of it or approached him. That was killed by a gentleman named Charles Wallace.
Charlie Wallace, yeah.
Yeah.
I know Charlie. Yeah, he's on our website. He killed a big, giant, wide 8 or 10 point with his crossbow. Charlie's good people.
Yeah, well,
no
the
question.
One he killed over here had 16 points on it, and it was either a mainframe 10 or whatever. But I saw
couple years ago, right?
It's about 3 years ago.
Yeah,
the property he shot that on now is being developed.
I know
it's outside of a little town, and I'm right down from that, and And I've had a couple close encounters of the oops kind, but there's a couple around here that are bigger. I mean, I've got three nice ones, but that deer I saw, but I, you know, got my little boy shot at and missed.
Yeah, Charlie's a good guy. Former taxidermist. Retired taxidermist. Yeah.
He still every once in a while will do a little something for
sure.
A select few, but he's got arthritis in his hands, and he doesn't like to do small stuff like turkeys. My nephew always takes him stuff, but I did have a four-bearded turkey shot off here last year. So
four beards, wow.
Yeah,
cool.
That was pretty awesome. Nice big old bird. So anyway.
Yes, sir. Alan.
Good game around here.
My friend, I appreciate that. Thank you for the call. Always a pleasure to talk about hunting. And
all
big
right.
deer.
Thank you. So, all right.
You made his morning.
You take care, buddy. Thank you.
All right. You folks, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, there goes Alan. How about that? That was pretty cool, actually.
That was a very good call.
Yeah. I like talking to folks about deer. You know that.
Well, we've had good ones since the change of the hour. You've had your deer talk, and I've had good jokes.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Yeah. You've put it off long enough. You know what I'm talking about?
We put off everything.
Yeah, well, but I mean, people have been locked down and, you know, they're at home and they're looking around and they go, oh, man, that backyard, you know, it's okay staying home. I like going out, but since I'm stuck here, why not dress up the backyard? You've put it off long enough. Now's the time to pull the trigger and dress up that backyard for fun times with your family. Crab feast and family get-togethers and reunions and things like that. Barbecues, Backyard Billy's is our go-to place for making backyards fun. A giant selection of colorful poly, outdoor, and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, especially Adirondack chairs, can be seen from Route 50 at Exit 44 on Kent Island. That's Route 50, Exit 44. Swing sets, tiki bars, pool houses, and storage sheds invite you to Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's expansive showroom, you can check out the many barbecue grills by Traeger, Big Green Egg, and Kamado Joe. And on Saturdays, it's grill demo day starting next week from 10 till 2 with taste testing and pro tips and giveaways and grill package deals. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations, fire rings for any lifestyle theme and any budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected Backyard Billy's to supply our gas fireplace insert and did the installation, and we are happy as can be. Visit BackyardBilly's.com. Call 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's, a pleasure to deal with. Open 7 days a week. Route 50 at Exit 44. Your backyard's going to look great. What?
I just thought of something. You just taught me something new on that ad.
What?
Bree and Elle are looking for a swing set for their backyard.
There you go.
Thank you.
You're my pleasure. My pleasure. Hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop. They're located at 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. They're just off Beltway, exit number 9. If you like to fish or you like to hunt or you like guns or you like fish and tackle, they've got it all. They've got it all. They've got great Browning firearms for any application, from shotgun sports, you know, sporting clays and trap and skeet. They've got the, you know, the great Browning Satori. They've got the new Browning BAR. They've got the new Browning Hell's Canyon bolt-action rifles. They've got all the shotguns, like the A5 from Browning. They've complete gunsmithing, scope, you know, mounting and bore sighting and things like that for the firearms. You know, Chris was talking about getting ready for hunting season, but, you know, if you're a fisherman, you got live and frozen bait and minnows and all kinds of rods and reels, the famous Ugly Sticks, and Ugly Stick now makes a rod and reel combination from Shakespeare. Pen reels, if you like those. Kids combos, premium line, if you want to wind that on your spools, they'll do that for you. And everything for every type of fishing. I think that pretty much says it, except they got all the crabbing stuff, too. Tons of crabbing stuff. All the traps, all the pots, all the nets, all the trot lines, seasoning, cookers, you name it, Clyde's has it. For anything outdoors, why not stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. We'll be right back after this.
Much cooler tone of the weekend forecast here for Maryland as the tropical humidity gets pushed on back out into the Atlantic. After last night's storms, we've got sunshine today, northwest winds, and a high of 83 degrees. Low tonight, 60. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 73. Monday, partly cloudy, high temps in the mid-70s and upper 70s for Tuesday with rain chances going up. We do see some warmer numbers Wednesday, Thursday, returning to the forecast near 90. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hi, I'm Sean Casey.
And this is Bruce Elliott of The Morning Drive.
We'd like to share some guidelines for dealing with this virus.
First, wash your hands with soapy water for at least 20 seconds.
If you can't wash them, then use hand sanitizer and don't touch your face.
Keep a physical distance of at least 6 feet from anybody else.
Use a cloth covering to cover your nose and mouth when out in public.
And keep using our sponsors for their products and services.
And stay tuned throughout the day to Talk Radio 680 WCBM, where Baltimore is listening.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM. I'll keep my freedom, I'll keep my guns, try to keep my money and my religion too. Try to keep on working, try to keep on smiling. I will keep my Christian name and y'all can keep the change. I'll keep my heroes' pictures on the wall. I'll keep my family safe. You bluff and I'll call.
Yep.
I'm gonna keep my big V8, keep my friends the same, keep the government out of my business, and y'all can keep the change.
Sing it, Hank, baby.
This country sure as hell is going down the drain. We know what we need. We know who to blame. United Socialist States of America. How do you like that name? The USA, and y'all can keep the change.
What a prophet, huh? All right, Chris. I'd like to listen to that the rest of the morning, but we've got
Arnie
on the line. Good morning, Arnie.
Hey, good morning. Alan, nice to take the call.
Yes, sir. What's up?
My question for you is, if I wanted to go shore fishing for those blue catfish, area would you recommend to do something like that? Any good places that you know of?
Marshy Hope Creek.
Called Marshy Hope Creek and where?
Marshy Hope Creek. Marshy Hope Creek. That's the Caroline County, Robin?
Yes.
Yes, you can access that out of a lot of places. It's a big river system, and a lot of big blue cats in there.
Okay, very good.
Yep, Marshy Hope. Absolutely. Okay, so there's some good ramps up there too.
Oh, okay. And what would you recommend? Just cut bait.
Cut bait. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Catch a couple perch. Catch a couple bluegills, and fresh cut bait.
Sounds good.
Fresh cut bait. Yep. So I mean, you know, other things like chicken livers will work, but
okay.
You know, these fish are, you know, you'll catch 20-30 pounders, so that you're not gonna be able to throw out a big enough bait for them to eat.
Okay.
What were the things people used to catch on dough balls?
Carp.
Carp. Okay, I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
It just came into my head. Sorry.
Carp.
I'm random.
Yep. But take some bass fishing tackle up there too, because you might even attract a couple of snakeheads. So.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, there's all that's a wonderful waterway, Marshy Hope Creek, no question about it. So.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Enjoy.
Thank you.
All
right, have a good day.
You
okay? Thank you. Bye bye. So, John said a blonde called a locksmith and said, "I locked my keys in my car. Can you come help me?" The locksmith says, "Yeah, I'll be there as soon as I can." She says, "Please hurry. It's going to rain. I left the top down." That's your buddy John B.
I know who it was.
Your buddy John.
That's my bud.
Yep. John ordered a book online while we were on the show.
Told me. Oh, that's right. But that was the first hour. You didn't tell everybody.
No, I didn't tell everybody. Ordered a record book, Maryland's Finest, The Records and the Legacy. A lot of good stuff coming up in that. A lot of good stuff. So, yeah, we've had some amazing animals here in Maryland as far as white-tailed deer and sika deer. If you didn't look on the website recently, there's a sika deer that measured 70-some inches. I think it's the number two crossbow sika deer. Jay Callahan has the number one with a crossbow. He's from up in Kent County. But this young man, he's right up there.
Cool.
He's right up there.
We have a fish report from our son-in-law.
Really?
Yeah, he said the holes in the chop tank have been holding some really large cats.
Yep.
And minnows have been working.
Okay, good. Large cats. That could be channel cats. That could be blue cats. That could be white cats. You know.
It could be a black cat. I don't know. I'm just giving the report that I got here.
No. There is one catfish that's a black bullhead. There's a black bullhead and a brown bullhead. There's blue catfish. There's channel catfish, which is one of my favorites. And then there's white catfish as well.
Have you left for Frostburg yet?
You only wish.
I love you.
I know. I love you back. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Don't hold back. We have 15 minutes left to get your call in here. You can talk about anything you want to talk about.
Wide
open show today. So, yeah, no questions.
We've had illegal possessions and what else have we had?
Blonde jokes. Yep. So, mercy. Let's see.
Did you tell your autocorrect joke?
Huh?
The rabbi, the priest, the rabbit, the priest, and the...
Oh, the minister, a priest, and a rabbit walked into a bar. I told this a couple weeks ago.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, the rabbit said, "I think I'm a typo."
Yes, thank you.
Okay. For...
I'm trying to...
This is what happens, folks, when you don't call.
Yes, it goes.
It's not much entertainment. It's just...
Well, we have Charlie on the phone.
Well, let's talk to Charlie.
Come on, Charlie.
Hurry up.
Hey, this could be the man that drywalled your house when you lived in Berlin.
Do what now?
You remember talking to me?
Tell me again.
Drywalled your house when you lived in Berlin, PA.
You did?
Do you?
I remember living in Berlin. You drywalled my house in Berlin?
We talked about it. I couldn't have been one.
Oh, you could have been.
Yeah, me and Dean Brenneman.
You know, that's possible. Now, I don't know if you remember this. We lived outside of Berlin.
Right.
You know where the Dairy Bar was on 219. Just below that, we had a long driveway, 1,100-foot driveway up to the top of the hill there.
Exactly, right.
You know, and
that was in the 70s, right? Yeah, early 70s.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. And they did the brush work on the ceilings and stuff. We had all the drywall.
Yeah.
We had all the drywall put up and taped, and you guys finished it. So
exactly. I think I remember that.
Yeah, my ex-wife still lives there.
Pocahontas.
Pocahontas. Yeah, yeah.
I bought my house from Cecil Jackson's wife.
Cecil
had the John Deere in Myersdale.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Yeah.
Sure.
But what was the most point steer that you've seen?
Most the deer with the most points I've ever seen with my own eyes, or dead?
Dead. You know, one of
them. Oh boy. There's a whole lot of them out there. We've measured some pretty fantastic deer on this bucks, bears, and stag.
I just don't remember the most points.
Most points? I don't know. What are you thinking? Tell me what you're talking
26
about.
26, I've seen.
26?
Right.
For some reason, that was in my head.
Maryland?
I'm in PA when I lived up there.
Oh, in PA? 26? Yeah. Wow. That's
impossible? Or
no, that's, I mean.
I mean, I remember seeing it on the wall, but I couldn't believe, I didn't believe them.
Yeah, 27.
There can be.
I counted them.
Sure.
And it was 26 points.
Yeah, we're trying to track one that was, trying to track one down. I just got a picture of it yesterday from a fella that was killed up by Rocky Gap State Park up there in Allegheny County. This deer had been seen, you know, in the herd. It had been seen by itself. It had been seen on trail cameras. It had been seen, you know, by probably hundreds of people. And all of a sudden it vanished, and we saw a picture of it, just the head, in a trash bag. And we don't know what happened to that deer. We'd like to know if it was poached, if it was hit by a car, who wound up with it. So if you know anybody up that way, up in Allegheny County, up around the Cumberland area, Rocky Gap area, we'd really like to find out what happened to that deer, because it's a gorgeous deer. It's a tremendous deer.
Right.
You know, and
well,
if it met, if it,
they had lots and lots of deer when I lived up there, herds, like herds of them. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, being from Baltimore City, really, I originally was raised there. I moved up there in like 74, and it was completely different.
No question.
I thought I was in another world.
Yep.
You know, the difference. But anyway, I was wondering how many points, you know.
I mean, there's 26. That's a lot. I'll keep my eye out for now. You know, I just don't. We see a lot of non-typical deer, and, you know, I guess, you know, if I would be impressed to the point where I'd count the points, but 26 is a lot of points, man.
That's really
cool. A lot of points. So.
It is.
Was that Somerset County?
He lived in Palo Alto.
Palo Alto. Yeah, I know where Palo Alto is. Sure. I think that's Bedford, isn't it? Is that Bedford County?
I guess he shot it there, but that's
I mean, is Palo Alto in Bedford County?
No, this is like going down Willisburg Mountain.
Okay.
Towards Fruit Bowl, like down in the Vale.
I got it. Oh, yeah, okay.
Back way. Yeah.
I got it. Palo Alto. I remember that.
Yep.
All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Bye. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye. Captain Don sent us a joke.
Okay.
The blonde said it was raining so hard in East Baltimore and the flooding was so bad that the harbor tunnel was underwater.
Oh, we're going deep. That's all right. Your son-in-law just texted and said, don't forget the catfish could be fried, baked, or blackened.
That's right.
In the hole.
I know. We were trying to name the different types of catfish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I got it. And channel cat, blue cat. Yes, Chris?
Speaking of fishing.
Yes.
Clyde's
Sport Shop. Clyde's has everything you need to catch all those fish, all the invasive species in Maryland, if you like. Flathead catfish up in the Susquehanna. He's got bait for snakeheads. He's got bait for blue catfish, all of which are invasive species, all of which are troubling to Maryland fisheries biologists because they are indiscriminate pretty much in what they eat, and they're not really sure how that affects those fish affect the entire environment. So help your state and go catch some of those fish. Clyde's Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, from the biggest fish to the panfish and everything in between, they've got it. Rod and reel repairs, all kinds of terminal tackle and fishing lures. They got fishing licenses. They got the non-offset circle hooks for the rockfish. Kids combos, trolling lures, Clark Spoon, Sea Striker planers, Shakespeare, Fluger, premium line, monofilament, all kinds, Strand, Berkeley, Shakespeare, and, you know, Power Pro for the braid. You name it, when it comes to fishing, when it comes to hunting, when it comes to crabbing, Clyde's Sport Shop is the all-around shop Again, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway exit number 9. Phone number there, 410-242-6108. You do a website, Clydesports.com, two S's in the middle. Why not stop by, give them a call today, and you'll be glad you did make the acquaintance of Clyde Sports Shop. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Everywhere you go.
All day at work.
Or when I'm at home or in my car.
It's always with you.
On my phone. On the app. Duh.
Stay connected with the news and talk you love.
Download the app.
Get the app now at WCBM.com.
Talk Radio 680. WCBM.
That's enough of a bumper. We let Hank play a little too long before.
I'm on a first name basis.
There you go. They've heard that one before, too. So our buddy says, Joe says, a snail crawls into a police station and asks to report a crime. The desk sergeant starts to take the report. The snail proceeds to tell the officer that he was mugged by two box turtles. The officer asks if he can describe the muggers. The snail responds, well, no, it all happened so fast. That nature joke.
I love it.
It all happened so fast. That's pretty funny. Thank you, Joe. Appreciate that one. That's a good one.
And it all started with a slug on your camera.
Yes, it did. Yes. I had a friend one time. He's passed away now. He was bemoaning the fact that, you know, he had started a business, and he wasn't going anywhere with the business, and he wasn't happy, and, you know, the sales were off. And, you know, we talked about his sales technique and things like that, and he kept whining and moaning. And I looked at him, and I finally said, you know what? You're just a slug on the underside of the leaf of life. I came up with that all by myself, and I've always remembered it. So there's an insult for you, huh?
Insults what's left by the slug. You're the stuff that's left by the slug.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. People deal with slugs in different ways. Your grandfather used to salt them?
Salt them or put beer on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's a tried and true measure.
Yeah, salt is, I can't imagine the effect on that snail with that snail.
It goes whoop.
Yeah, it just turns him inside out.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He would go out there at night. We'd be watching him. He'd have his little iodized salt bottle, you know, and shaking him on his, you know, even up until like he was in his, before he had the stroke, he was out there just.
Do they harm anything?
They're just gross.
So you kill them because they're gross?
Do you ever stepped on one?
Possums are gross, but they eat like 1,000 ticks
a day. I don't step on possums.
Have I stepped on a slug? Yeah, I stepped on a slug.
Oh. Well, this was back in the 70s. Okay?
I know. People had different attitudes. People were, you know, biased against slugs back then. Now, if you have a bunch of them, like you said, you put a pie plate full of beer out there, okay, and they'll all crawl in there and drown. How'd you like to empty that every morning?
What is it?
You put a pie plate full of beer, and they all crawl in there, and then they drown in the beer. They can't crawl back out. I will tell you this, if you like to fish with crickets, which are great.
We got crickets here anyway.
Great for trout, great for sunfish. Yeah, not those big monsters, freaking whatever they call those. You call them cave crickets. I'm not sure that's what they're called. But they're giant, and they're horrible, and they're nasty. But if you like to fish with crickets, take a 4x4 piece of plywood out and put it in your lawn. okay, or a 2x4, or just a piece of plywood. And you got to be fast, but the crickets will gather under that, and you can collect them, you know.
We used to do that with the wood pile. We go fishing.
Yeah, well, you collect crickets to go fishing. No. You take you take one of those foam egg crates. The cardboard ones work much better, okay, and put that down in a container, and they like that stuff. They like that. They like living in there. They eat the cardboard. And there's all kinds of cricket food you can buy if you want to buy food for crickets.
Don't want to interrupt, but we got
Jim on the line. Mm-hmm.
Jim on the line? Well, let's talk to Jim. Morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
I'm fine. Listen, I happened to listen to you. I was on the way to the farmer's market here this morning in Annapolis.
Okay.
And I was listening to you guys, and you started talking about my home country up there.
Where's that?
I grew up in Mount Savage.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, and that's where I was born and raised, and I have a 200-acre farm there, and we have a main farm. We got over 500 acres there in Mount Savage, and we, you know, raised Guernsey cows and sold milk door-to-door for years and hunted and stuff. My farm's now full of wild turkeys, bear, deer, all you name it.
Wow, that's cool, man. That's cool.
You used to have to hunt for deer. Now you just have to pick one out of the herd.
That's right. That's right. No question.
It is insane. I mean, it is changing. The bear, I mean, you know, they're all over the place.
Yeah, and no question.
I had a sow. I had twin cubs on the farm last year.
Right.
And they've met coyotes. Oh, coyotes all over the place.
Yeah, I know. That's full coyotes up there. No question.
My cousin, he tries to thin the herd out every once in a while. I think 10 of them left to went to coyote heaven last year.
That's a good thing. I don't know if you've listened a couple of months ago. We had pictures of a pack of coyotes that attacked a cow as she was giving birth. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Grabbed the calf by the nose on the way out of the birth canal, and dragged the calf out of the cow, and then they all took it down in the woods and, you know, finished it off and had breakfast. So they're not a good creature to have around, you know.
No, they're.